10 minutes, mm-hmm. and we need to decide what we're going to do next week. You've got a really good idea now of Mediascape, I think, of the feel for it. So basically what we're doing is combining, on a simple Mediascape, combining ambient sound, which is the background noise of things, with foreground, whatever it happens to be, noises or conversations. And we've got the setting, which is the park in Bath, and the fact that the park in Bath has a canal, a railway line, swings, park benches, trees, grassy areas, and a lot of history, because it used to be a place where people used to come and walk right back in the 18th century. And lots of famous people like Jane Austen were there. So it's the sort of place where you go and think and be. And what we've got to try and come up with, I think, is some idea as to what this Mediascape will be. And my idea, my suggestion, that I said at the beginning of the lesson, is that we go next week, we've got these audio devices, and that you try and, for a while, well, firstly, we could get the museum staff to tell us a little bit about the history of the park. Yeah? And then we could walk around the park and get a feel for it, the different parts of the park, possibly taking cameras so that you can photograph bits of the park. And I had a thought with that. Rather than just taking photographs like this, I thought of sort of zooming on in on quite close-up things, like little bits of ground or a leaf here and there, or a bit of rubbish, so that the pictures, the images, could be not a boring sort of what you would see as you walk through the park, but much more sort of homing in on little things that speak a lot about the park, but are just tiny little things. Like, maybe there's a notice that says what a plant is. Maybe there's something somewhere that says, keep off the grass. I don't know. That sort of thing.